Hi, everyone, and welcome to the TA Discussion Hour. My name is Nathan Agin. I'm your host here. Very excited to be bringing another week of big ideas from many of the Entheos classes and Entheos Radio. So let's just dive right in. Again, you can access a lot of the content that we talk about here at entheosacademy.com. That's E-N-T-H-E-O-S, academy.com. There's also entheosradio.com. There is the Entheos blog, where all of the blog posts that I highlight can be found for all of the classes, every session. Everything's up there, and that is just at entheos.com/blog. And then, of course, if you'd like to listen to other episodes of the TA Discussion Hour, right now that is hosted at tadiscussionhour.podbean.com. So we got the academy, we got the radio, we got the blog, and we got this radio podcast for TA Discussion Hour. So again, thanks very much for tuning in. Really excited to dive into some of the big ideas this week. Before we get to that, let me just highlight a few classes that are coming up that have either just started or are about to start, in case these might be of interest to you and you'd like to get in on them live and interact with the professor. So here are four new classes we got going on. Number one is Make Your Life with Coach Joelle Prochera, all about figuring out what it is that you are inspired to do in this life, finding your purpose and your passion. And then there's Your Right Life, Journal to Optimal Living with Ruth Follett. Now, you might have caught at the beginning, Your Right Life. Right is W-R-I-T-E. It's all about how to, you know, create a journaling practice or deepening your journaling practice. And Ruth is very big on how journaling can, you know, answer some of life's big questions for you and really increase your quality of life and increase your optimal living. Then we got What's Really Happening When Life Gets Scary with Dr. Rosie Kuhn. And to be honest, I actually don't know too much about this class, but the title is very intriguing. What's really happening when life gets scary? So I'm definitely interested to check out that class more and find out more what's going on with that. And then we have Loving Discipline 101 with Chris White, who's a medical doctor. And this is a parenting class, you know, how to work with your children and how to discipline them in a loving way. And I think it's going to be a very cool class, very fun, and excited to see what big ideas come out of that class. So those are some courses that are starting in the that either have just completed week one or are about to start. So you can still get in on those and participate live. So let me highlight what the big ideas that we're going to cover this week, what courses those are from. We have a 5-star practice for creating beautiful relationships with Dr. Keith Witt. We have The Shiro's Journey with Jennifer Loudon. We have The Big Glow, Living an Inspired Life with Brian Piergrossi. And Vital Conversations with Jessica Corbin, one of our Entheos radio shows. Her episode of Transform Stress by Thinking with Your Heart with Shiva Kaur. So we got those four courses in radio, and we're going to go through some of the big ideas there, and really excited to share a lot of this information content with you. So without further ado, let's dive right into a 5-star practice for creating beautiful relationships with Dr. Keith Witt. Now we're in week number 2, and week number 2 is all about physical and psychological health. What I wanted to pull out of this course was big idea number 2, moods are contagious. Research has emerged in recent years that the mood of neighbors and significant others influences your happiness. There's even a study reference that it says, having a happy friend or relative in close proximity, less than a mile away, increased the likelihood of happiness by 25%. It's pretty fascinating, isn't it? So, Dr. Keith Witt poses a couple questions for us. Are you a negative or positive influence in your relationships? Are your 5 closest relationships negative or positive? Who can you add into your network that can increase your happiness quotient? And as he adds, remember, God, inspiring teachers and authors, and pets count. And I would just say absolutely pets count. Sometimes pets can be the most positive influence in our life. So those are, you know, that was essentially the big idea. What this reminded me of is that that quote from Jim Rohn, who was one of Tony Robbins' mentors. And he says, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So it begs the question, who are those five people? And what's your average? And then it becomes, you know, how can we all raise our average? You know, who are the people that we want to bring into our circle? And the cool thing about this is, you know, it might not even be people we know. It might not be people who know us. But again, it's just bringing those people, their energy, into our life more. So whether it's someone you're just, you know, watching videos of or reading, you know, but you're following what they're doing and you're very inspired by what they're doing, and they become one of the people you spend the most time with through their books or through their other media or content, that's cool. That's great. I mean, you know, whether it's a president or a speaker or, you know, a politician or, you know, an athlete, anything like that. Again, you don't have to know the person to learn from them and have them be a positive influence in your life. So I love this idea that moods are contagious. And it reminds me, when you are around someone who is extremely passionate about what they're talking about, about their content, about what they're sharing and speaking about, I even find that that is infectious. You know, you can't help but get even a little more interested in what they're talking about. Now, personally, I don't have a lot of interest in cars. I'm just not mechanically inclined. It's not where my strengths or my desires lie. But if I'm talking to someone who is super fired up about cars and they're being like really positive and having a lot of fun, you know, telling me about oil changes or spark plugs or whatever they're telling me, you know, more than likely I'm probably going to get, you know, even slightly more interested in the topic of conversation because that's where they are. You know, I want to match their energy. And this matching energy happens, you know, positively and negatively. You know, if you're with someone who's just bringing you down and is always down in the dumps and all that, you're going to meet them. You're going to end up meeting them. You're going to slide down there. And so how can we always keep like a very great, you know, at the very least, even keel energy, or even better, you know, raise it up and be positive. So just remembering moods are contagious. How can you bring more positive influences in your life? And then also looking at how is your influence in your relationships, you know, positive or negatively? And then what can you do to upgrade that, to improve that? So that was week number two of Dr. Keith Witt's class. Let's move over to The Shiro's Journey with Jennifer Loudon. We're in week number five. This is actually the final week of this class called Living Your Shiro's Story. Now, of course, I, as a man, can't live Shiro's story, but I still found that there was a lot of great content pulled from this class. And, you know, for all the women out there listening, I think The Shiro's Journey is a great class and something you might really enjoy digging into more. But like I said, there are definitely some ideas from week to week that were applicable to anyone, no matter if you're on The Shiro's Journey, The Hero's Journey, or you're on your own journey completely altogether. So the idea I want to talk about is big idea number three, take action. And I think, like I said, this is definitely applicable to everybody. So here's what Jennifer shares with us. It's all about taking action. It's so easy to think that if you just make the right plan or learn another tool, that that is going to get you into and living your calling. We spend way too much time planning and not enough time taking action. Action changes everything. When you are stuck or in fear, remember that action is the way out. Here are a couple questions to ask yourself when you're stuck. Number one, what is the simplest thing I can do right now to bring myself love and attention? Number two, what is the simplest thing I can do right now to answer my calling? The calling happens every time we take action. What is calling to you right now? And number three, what is the simplest thing I can do right now to feel my desire to do blank again? So that's essentially the note. That's big idea number three. Let me just go through that again very quickly. I thought there was some really cool stuff in there, and I totally relate to taking action or the need to take action, as Jennifer shares here, because I am very much in, or I find myself very much sometimes in this analysis paralysis, as they call it, or information overload, where you're, you know, you keep thinking things through and every scenario, and then you think, oh, I need to learn this and I need to learn that before I can put this out there and before I can perfect it and before it's going to be great and people are going to love it. And, you know, that is, it's paralysis, as it's called. And so, you know, I always go back to this idea from Seth Godin, a marketing expert, real smart guy, sharp guy. And his concept is all about ship it. You need to ship your product. You need to ship it and get it out there. Whatever your product is, maybe it's you, maybe it's a craft, a service, whatever it is, you need to get it out there. You need to take action and move it forward. Understand that it's never going to be perfect. Even when it's really great, it's never going to be perfect. There's always going to be tweaking you'll want to do and things you can improve and do and all that kind of stuff. So it's about just coming back to what can you do in the moment. Because that's the other thing, is we can't work on projects. We can't do projects. We can do steps. We can take actions on simple things. You know, if I want to, you know, build a house, I can't just put build a house on my to-do list. There's, you know, getting the materials and then hiring out the people and all the, I mean, just tons and tons of little singular steps that are so much more than me just writing build a house on my to-do list. So, you know, I love that simple thing. What is the simple thing you can do right now? And you know, bringing yourself love and attention, I think is really key. What can you do right now to answer what is calling to you? You know, what do you feel drawn by? What do you feel pulled toward? And what can you do right now to answer that? Maybe it's, you know, picking up the phone or taking some action on your computer. You know, just keeping it all simple so that you can just take action, move yourself out of that fear, out of that stuck place. And then that last question, you know, the simple thing you can do to feel your desire to, you know, maybe it's to paint again, or to dance again, or to write again, or to speak again. You know, if you're doing public speaking or workshops, things like that. You know, what's the simplest thing you can do right now to reconnect to that desire to do what it is that you love to do? Because we're all going to go up, you know, through ups and downs and peaks and valleys of, you know, what we are fired up about. You know, some days we're going to really be fired up, and other days not so much. So just figuring out the simple ways you can to reconnect to your desires, I think is really key. And, you know, for me, it's also about, you know, what are the practices that I love that'll get me out of my funky time? And for me, a lot of it sometimes is music. You know, there are just some songs that when I put them on, it is impossible for me to feel bad. It's impossible for me to, you know, continue to mope around. Like, I just want to get up and dance. It's the same way they say if you force your mouth into a smile, you know, your body reacts to that. Your body responds to that. If you're grinning from ear to ear, even if you don't feel it, you know, you don't feel that natural smile. If you just make your mouth do that, and you know, I'm doing that right now. Like, I can't feel bad. Like, you know, my whole body is like, no, you got a smile on. Like, your body remembers that. It's called muscle memory. It remembers, you know, when you smile, you're in a happy place. You're enjoying it. So, you know, the brain is just like, well, the body's smiling, but you know, the brain doesn't, you know, the brain is kind of sad. What's going on here? And the body wins out, you know, because it's that muscle, that very core connection that we feel. So that was Shiro's Journey with Jennifer Loudon. Really enjoyed, you know, that idea about literally just take action. And, you know, I can see this show up in so many of my projects in my life. I mean, even with this radio show, you know, it can be, it could be daunting to, you know, do the research of going through the notes, or, oh, geez, you know, I got to sit down and actually record this, and I got to edit it and put it up online. But you know what? They're all just little simple steps. And the more I think about it, the more I stress about it, it's definitely not going to happen. So the point is, keep it simple, take action, move yourself forward, get out of the fear, have fun, and continue to rock it out there. All right, moving over to The Big Glow, Living an Inspired Life with Brian Piergrossi. We're in week number 6, and this is all about the inspired career. So we're almost finished with Brian's class, and little anecdote here. I was actually recently in North Carolina, and Brian right now is living in Asheville, North Carolina. And I took the opportunity to get out there. And I'll tell you, if you're in that part of the country, there is no easy way to get out there unless you have a car. So that's what I did, rented a car and drove out to Asheville. And it was so cool to meet up with Brian. As I learned, there's a very conscious community in the town of Asheville. Actually reminded me very much like the island of Kauai in the Hawaii chain of islands. Again, very conscious, loving community out there. And it appears there's another one in Asheville, North Carolina. So very cool. Not to mention, it's a beautiful place. Brian and I and another friend, we went out on some amazing hikes where we just had these sweeping views, you know, of North Carolina into South Carolina, you know, some waterfalls. It was really great. And it was very fun. You know, someone who I had only connected with online through his course. Now we were hanging out in person and, you know, having great conversations and, you know, seeing how, you know, what else... how else we might be able to connect or support one another, and it's really, really fun. So that was my recent weekend hanging out with Brian Piergrossi and talking more about The Big Glow, Living an Inspired Life. So let's dive into the big idea from this week. It is number 3, what serves others? What do you do that people benefit from and is a positive service in their lives? This could be a skill you do, coaching you offer, or something you could teach. What is the feedback you hear? Do people love what you're doing? Would you love to do more of that? And would people financially support you for your work? Even if the feedback isn't overwhelmingly positive, or even if people hate your work, it doesn't mean you have to stop doing what you love. It just means you might not be able to support yourself with that work. Think of it like this. What do you love to do as a hobby versus what do you love to do that generates income? Then go do that. And there's, hopefully you can tell, a couple smiley faces through that note. Not so much tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, just being a little playful here. So this concept of what serves others, you know, what are you doing, you know, just for fun or just, you know, as friends call you, you know, they ask for your advice on this or, you know, people are always asking you to do a certain thing for them that you just have a certain knack for, or maybe it's creative work that every time people see it, they just think, my God, you're amazing. This is so wonderful. People need to see this. I guarantee there is something in your life that you are just naturally gifted at. You're just naturally gifted at. And you have heard feedback. It may not be thousands of people, but there have been people in your life that have said, wow, this is really great, or thank you so much, or I can't believe how good this is, you know, all that stuff. So it's about paying attention to those items and then figuring out, like, well, would I like to do that more, you know, more in my life? Would I maybe even like to do that full time? You know, whether it's a service you offer or skill or coaching or whatever it is, you know, some kind of creative art, you know, figure that out. And, you know, as it says, you know, like, you know, Brian gave the example, you might be a painter and people may hate your work. They may just think, you may just hear everyone say, I don't enjoy it. I don't get it. I don't like it. And that's fine. And you know what? If you're enjoying it, keep enjoying it. It may just be one of your hobbies, and that's fine. It's there's nothing wrong to have hobbies. You know, not every hobby has to become a full-time career that you're making money from. You know, and it's just something you love to do. So it's, again, looking at what do you love to do as a hobby versus what do you love to do that generates income and that can support the kind of lifestyle you're looking to have. You know, Brian also gave us a little sub note. But he gave a great example about business cards. You know, you can print business cards so easily these days. You can even get them for free online, certain websites. And, you know, you can put whatever you want on there. You know, Brian gave the example, you know, you could be Brian Piergrossi, a musician. You know, hi, I'm Brian Piergrossi. Here's my card, you know, professional drummer. Or, hi, I'm Brian Piergrossi. I'm an architect. You know, that's what it says on my card. You know, all these things that, you know, we can just do that. And when we present that to somebody, when we give that to someone, that's it. That's who we are. That's what we're doing. So it's understanding that, you know, you have the power, you have the ability to put forth whatever it is you want to do, whoever it is you want to be. If you want to be a musician or an architect or a painter or a writer or some kind of life coach, you know, whatever it is. And that was Brian's path. He was just helping a lot of people, you know, with, you know, situations in their life and talking through things. And then he realized that's what I want to do more of. And so he decided and just said, okay, I'm a life coach. That's what I'm going to do. And it connects to this larger issue of needing permission. But I think a lot of us, including myself, we are looking for permission from someone. I don't even know who. If we were actually asked, who am I looking for permission from? I don't know that we'd have an answer. But we almost have that feeling of, well, I can't call myself that until I have, you know, this degree or this certification or this much experience or this kind of studio, you know, all those kinds of things, that we are waiting for permission to follow our dreams, follow our heart. And that is a surefire way to just be stressed out and to not enjoy our lives and certainly not to bring our gifts forward so that we are living to our potential and serving others. So, you know, forget the idea about needing permission to do anything. You don't need permission to do anything, especially when it comes to your own life and what you want to do, how you want to live it, and the gifts you have and how you want to bring those forward and serve others. You know, do not wait for someone to say, yes, go ahead and do that. Go ahead and print out those business cards. You're ready. Because you know what? You're ready right now. So look at, how are you serving others in your life right now? How have people responded? What feedback have you heard? And what parts of your life, what things that you're doing, have you heard, you know, kind of inklings that people could financially support you with this? They'd be willing to pay you for your time and for your work. You know, it may not be something you realize overnight. It may take a little bit of time, but just start to investigate that and see where your heart lies and what you might like to do as an inspired career. And finally, let's round out this session of the TA Discussion Hour with an episode from Entheos Radio. We have Vital Conversations with Jessica Corbin's episode this week, Transform Stress by Thinking with Your Heart, with Shiva Kaur. Now, Shiva runs a company called Heart Mastery, and Heart Math is one of their products, and that was kind of one of the big conversations this week. And it's all about, you know, how do you reconnect with your heart? There's a bunch of exercises they do and a whole program, and it seems like very interesting information and a lot of scientific data to back it up. And it was just and Shiva has had an amazing journey herself from, you know, the war zones of Nicaragua and helping children out there and you know, just her own post-traumatic stress disorder and finding her way with her heart through all of those times. It was a really remarkable story. Totally encourage you to check out the show. Let's dive into one of the big ideas that we're kind of related to heart math, but a little more general. It basically poses a question. So big idea number three, does life suck? Now, it's our response that determines whether life sucks or not. It is a choice. So what really sucks is when we're cruel to ourselves and live constantly in the stress response. See, stress is not life. Stress is our response to life. The stress response is part of our intelligence and does help us in an immediate survival threat. We're just not meant to live from our inner 911 every time we get an email or phone call. By choosing and taking on these heart math exercises and approaches, you can shift your physiology And then that energy trickles out into your relationships and your work life. Everything can change. We are meant to live in a state of harmony, peace, and balance, and that's here for us anytime we access the heart. So what a cool little note here, and I just love that question, does life suck? Because I think it's so easy for so many of us just be like, oh, that sucks, and God, this day sucks, and you know, my boss sucks, or work sucks, and all these other things. And you know, we don't have to get super Buddhist on this, but it's just like, you know what? It doesn't suck. You know, these events, these things, these people in our lives, they don't suck. It's our response. It's our perception. It's our perceiving and our filter that creates this illusion that all these things suck. So again, it's our response. We determine if something is, you know, unacceptable or not even unacceptable, just unpleasant. It's our choice of whether something is going to be unpleasant, whether we're going to suffer in that. And I love that point that, you know, what really sucks, what's really horrible is when we're cruel to ourselves and we live constantly in the stress response. When we always have anxiety, we're always freaking out about something, and we're beating up on ourselves all the time. I mean, that, talk about something that really is horrible. And, you know, because again, we ask these questions all the time, like, would you treat, you know, someone in your family the way you treat yourself? Would you yell at someone in your family or one of your best friends the way that you beat yourself up or yell at yourself or tell yourself that you're no good, you know, and all this other stuff? I mean, it's ridiculous what we do to ourselves that we would never put onto someone else. So that's what really sucks, is when we're cruel to ourselves. And I love that she highlights that, you know, the stress response is part of our intelligence and it does serve a purpose. It is just not, and I love that idea, you know, it's not necessary for us to go, you know, to be dialing 911 every time, you know, we get a call or we get an email and it freaks us out or you know, upsets us and all this other stuff. It's like, that stuff, that isn't worth it. It just so isn't. And every now and then, of course, we'll get into a situation where that 911 does need to be dialed. You know, our inner 911 needs to be phoned up. But it's not, I rarely think it's going to be an everyday situation. And it's, again, all about our choice. How do we want to live? You know, do we want to live with more, you know, love and kindness and compassion or stress or fear and anxiety? And, you know, as said in the note, and as I mentioned earlier, check out the Heart Math website. If you go to heartmastery.com, you Google Heart Math, M-A-T-H, you can, you know, find out more about their exercise, their program, and, you know, they have these, like, daily, you know, audios that you can listen to really, you know, connect and center yourself with your heart before you start your day. A lot of science stuff behind it, if that's something you want to check out more into, like, what's the research behind all this. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff there. And just what a great final idea to leave us with this week. We are meant to live in a state of harmony, peace, and balance. And that's here for us anytime we access the heart. So I love that. I think that piece of advice could show up in just about any class that we're teaching here at the Academy. You know, as we come from our heart, as we work from our heart, as we connect with our heart, you know, we're going to find that harmony, peace, and balance. So that is the TA Discussion Hour for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, there's entheosacademy.com, entheosacademy.com, entheosradio.com, entheos.com/blog for all the blog posts. And this show and the previous ones can be found at tadiscussionhour.podbean.com. And again, I am your host, Nathan Agin. If you have any questions or comments, if there's something you'd like me to highlight or share, or if you'd like to be a guest on the Discussion Hour, just send me an email at Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, at ntheos.com. Again, thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you really enjoyed the Discussion Hour. Hope you found some big ideas that resonated with you. Feel free to dive into the rest of the big ideas and all the other courses and find what is really firing you up these days. So I hope you're doing well. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk again soon. All right, take care.